AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. It's a real Halloween nightmare. AP correspondent Michael Balsamo reports three people were killed or hurt, young children and adults, when a car plowed into a group of trick-or-treaters in the Bronx, New York City, late this afternoon.
The police department says their investigation is still continuing, so we don't know exactly what caused the crash. But what we do know is that the trick-or-treaters were on the sidewalk, and somehow this car plowed into them while they were trick-or-treating.
Police say the 52-year-old driver was also among those hospitalized. Authorities say a man marching down the street shot and killed three people today before being killed in a gunfight with police. Witness Matthew Abshire was on KMGH TV and says he saw the incident in Colorado Springs.
I looked down and there's a man holding an AR-15 in one hand and a silver revolver in the other hand.
Police in Colorado say the suspect opened fire and police fired back. President Obama says changing the criminal justice system is the right thing to do.
There's a reason good people across the country are coming together to reform our criminal justice system. Because it's not about politics. It's about whether we as a nation live up to our founding ideal of liberty and justice for all.
He spoke in his weekly media address in this week's Republican address. Alaska Senator Lisa Murkowski is asking President Obama to lend his approval to a bipartisan energy measure.
Those of us on the Energy Committee have developed a broad bill that will save energy, promote innovation, invest in critical infrastructure, and boost our energy trade, among many other benefits. It passed out of our committee with a strong bipartisan vote.
U.S. officials say searchers have discovered what they believe is the wreckage of the cargo ship El Faro, which was reported missing earlier this month. This is AP Radio News. It's a time for many Americans to turn their clocks back and watches back as well and get an extra hour's sleep tonight. AP correspondent Sandy Kozel reports that at 2 a.m. Sunday, daylight saving time ends for this year.
The time shift moves 1 hour of daylight to the morning from the evening. Many European countries switched to standard time last weekend. Residents of Hawaii, most of Arizona, and some U.S. territories don't have to change because those places don't observe daylight saving time. Daylight saving time returns on the second Sunday in March.
University of Texas Regents have approved a 15-year, $250 million licensing and apparel contract with Nike that includes a signature line of apparel featuring former Longhorns basketball player Kevin Durant. Texas has partnered with Nike since 2000, and the company had an exclusive negotiating arrangement with the school that was built into the previous contract. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.